like the vague torsos of fabulous athletes, huge fleshy clouds lolled on the blue air above their heads. Out of one of them suddenly dropped a small scarlet insect, buzzing as it fell. "There's the Red Rocket," said Henry. "Just come in from New York." Looking at his watch, 7 minutes behind time," he added, and shook his head. "These Atlantic services, they're really scandalously unpunctual." He took his foot off the accelerator. The humming of the screws overhead dropped an octave and a half, back through Wasp and Hornet to Bumblebee, to Cockchafer, to Stagbeetle. The upward rush of the machine slackened off. A moment later, they were hanging motionless in the air. Henry pushed at a lever. There was a click. Slowly at first, then faster and faster, till it was a circular mist before their eyes, the propeller in front of them began to revolve. The wind of a horizontal speed whistled ever more shrilly in the stays. Henry kept his eye on the revolution counter. When the needle touched the 1200 mark, he threw the helicopter screws out of gear. The machine had enough forward momentum to be able to fly on its planes. Lenina looked down through the windows in the floor beneath her feet. They were flying over the 6 kilometer zone of parkland that separated central London from its first ring of satellite suburbs. The green was maggoty with foreshortened life. Forests of centrifugal bumblepuppy towers gleamed between the trees. Near Shepherd's Bush, 2,000 beta minus mixed doubles were playing Riemann surface tennis. A double row of escalator fives courts lined the main road from Notting Hill to Willesden. In the Ealing Stadium, a Delta gymnastic display and community sing was in progress. "What a hideous colour khaki is," remarked Lenina, voicing the hypnopedic prejudices of her caste. The buildings of the Hounslow Feely studio covered 7.5 hectares. Near them, a black and khaki army of labourers was busy revitrifying the surface of the Great West Road. One of the huge travelling crucibles was being tapped as they flew over. The molten stone poured out in a stream of dazzling incandescence across the road. The asbestos rollers came and went. At the tail of an insulated watering cart, the steam rose in white clouds. At Brentford, the Television Corporation's factory was like a small town. "They must be changing the shift," said Lenina. Like aphids and ants, the leaf-green gamma girls, the black semi-morons, swarmed round the entrances or stood in queues to take their places in the monorail tram cars. Mulberry-coloured beta-minuses came and went among the crowd. The roof of the main building was alive with the alighting and departure of helicopters. "My word," said Lenina, "I'm glad I'm not a gamma." 10 minutes later, they were at Stoke Poges and had started their first round of obstacle golf.